Why, thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful musical introduction. There you are, just cranking it out. Here we are approaching Thanksgiving. The end of autumn, actually, is, well, not actually, but in my mind, the end of autumn and the beginning of the Christmas season, the holiday season, or whatever season you want to call it. But the Macy's Day Parade will come parading down in the 7th Avenue. I believe it goes right down. Does it go down 7th Avenue? It starts up in Central Park, goes down. Hits the back part of, I don't know what avenue it goes down, I should, but it goes right, hits up to Macy's, culminates at Macy's, and then Santa Claus shows up, and it is Christmas time. Trees are lit, decorations are out, they'll be up until next summer, and but it's a really exciting time of the year for those of us who are able to celebrate it, and it's a time to think of those who aren't doing so well this time of year. But we're leading right up to, I think, it's the greatest holiday of all, and that's Thanksgiving, a time to just pig out and be thankful. And be thankful if you have the opportunity to be in a place where there's peace, and then be in a place where there's an opportunity to enjoy family and friends, and then reflect. Just a little reflection. You look in the rearview mirror during Thanksgiving. Sometimes I always look in the rearview mirror at Thanksgiving and say, how the heck did I get here, Jungle Jim? And how the heck did you get here? That's right, that's Jungle Jim. This is Tim Marr. This is Failing Up, recording this podcast in the basement studio located along the shores of the mighty Seneca River, those chilly waters flowing all the way up to the Great Lake of Ontario, feeding the mighty St. Lawrence Seaway past 1,000 islands and around the world, just like my voice. If you make a left, you're going to find yourself in Buffalo, New York. You go a little more north, you're going to find yourself in Toronto, Ontario. Beautiful cities, both of them. Then you're going to take that Lake Erie and get all the other Great Lakes. Huron, Michigan, Erie, I already said Erie, and Superior, the Superior of the Great Lakes. If you're superior over the Great, you're superior of the Great Lakes. What can I say about Thanksgiving? I like that, Jungle Jim. Can you do that? Blah, blah, blah. What can I say about Thanksgiving, Jungle Jim? It's just a wonderful holiday. It's a holiday of reflection, a holiday of gratitude for all you know you have and you've overcome in your life, I guess. It's just for me, it's a very warm holiday, and it's a holiday of memories. A holiday of memories and reflection about all the individuals who have been a part, and in my case, have been a part of my life. All the individuals, all the years, and all the Thanksgivings, and all those that have at times carried us when we haven't been able to carry ourselves. Speaking of carrying, I'm going to hold some water. I'm going to have a little cup of water here, Jungle Jim. Here we go. Oh my gosh, that is so good. Some of these heroes remain nameless. Some of them who just came out of nowhere. And some of them are relatives, grandparents, and parents, and family, and children, and wives, and everything that, and everyone who throughout the years have helped us become who we are today. I guess for good or bad. But, I've been able to walk on the shoulders of heroes. I've been carried on the shoulders of nameless heroes who at times in my life, Jungle Jim, have instilled in me a belief when I didn't believe in myself, and instilled in me a faith when I didn't have faith in myself, and saw things in me. And these are individuals who I've known some since kindergarten, some I met in college, and some I haven't talked to in years, but it doesn't matter because in many cases those connections remain. They remain in like a little time capsule in, you know, in a little time capsule of memories throughout your life. And those time capsules are important pieces in the building blocks, I guess. Oh my God, I'm getting Jungle Jim, wake! Hey, Jungle Jim, wake up! I'm getting deep. I'm getting deep over here. But all those memories and all those individuals, you know, and occurrences, I'm just so grateful for. And Thanksgiving, for some reason, I don't know if it's because of the sense of memory, of the sensation of smell and taste, which are very important, but it just brings back all those memories and all those wonderful people and all those great experiences and even hard ones. They just come bursting back with every whiff of turkey or every piece of mashed potato on a, you know, and everything. It just brings you back, and it's a holiday of recollection. It's a holiday of reflection. It's a hol you know, it's a holiday of reflection, Jungle Jim, and I think it's a holiday of gratitude. And I just, you know, Jungle Jim and myself, we want to thank everybody who keeps supporting this and listening to this podcast of ours, because Lord knows it ain't easy to listen to. Believe me, I know Jungle Jim is not, but from Jungle Jim and myself, we're just wishing everybody a very happy Thanksgiving and expressing tremendous gratitude from to friends far and near, and for those that are not doing so well this Thanksgiving, for all of those that are suffering this Thanksgiving, because it's nice to close our eyes. It's nice to close our eyes and reflect on all the great opportunities and maybe some of the struggles we have, but also to forget. You know, as we're sitting around those Thanksgiving tables and I'm on, having some mashed potatoes and some turkey and whatever else I'm eating, it's so easy. It's so easy to close those boundaries in around the world and forget about that. There's so many individuals right now suffering and in pain and in sorrow and to remember them on this holiday. To remember them in this holiday. It's a holiday of remembrance, I believe. And a holiday to, first of all, be grateful that you have your loved ones and members around you. And to remember those that right now are struggling in ways that I can't even imagine. But to remember them and say a prayer for them and to do all that in this great Thanksgiving holiday. But again, from Jungle Jim, I hear you, Jungle Jim. I'm Tim Marr. That's Jungle Jim. This is Failing Up. Wishing you all a very happy Thanksgiving.